Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sanjay Mattu. The headlines. Nation celebrates Constitution Day today to mark 75 years of its adoption. President Draupadi Murmu to address joint sitting of both houses of parliament on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in Constitution Day celebrations at Supreme Court this evening. Centre approves PAN 2.0 project of Income Tax Department to make it a common business identifier. Government to set up Hio hydroelectric project in Shiyomi district of Arunachal Pradesh with an investment of 1,939 crore rupees. Supreme Court asks Commission for Rare Quality Management to consider relaxing restrictions on physical classes for schools, colleges and other educational institutions in Delhi NCR. And 13-year-old Vaibhav Suryavanshi becomes youngest player to be signed by any IPL franchise. The nation is observing Constitution Day today. The government has announced year-long celebrations beginning today to commemorate the 75th year of the adoption of the Constitution of India. The year-long celebrations across the country will continue till the 26th of November 2025. On this day in 1949, the Constituent Assembly of India adopted the Constitution, which came into effect on 26 January 1950. On the occasion of Constitution Day, a grand event will be organised at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in Delhi, where President Draupadi Murmu will address members of both houses of Parliament. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will grace the occasion. Our correspondent reports that the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment had announced on the 19th of November 2015 that the government would celebrate 26 November every year as Constitution Day.
The celebrations are being conducted under the campaign tagline Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman. These celebrations aim to honour the contribution of the Constitution's makers while reiterating the core values enshrined in it. On the occasion of Constitution Day today, millions across India will read the preamble together from schools to offices and from cities to villages. A dedicated website, constitution75.com, has also been created to enable citizens to engage with the Constitution's legacy through interactive activities and resources. Citizens can upload videos of them reading preamble on the campaign website and get the certificate of participation. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Constitution Day celebrations at the Supreme Court this evening. He'll also address the gathering on the occasion. The program is being organized by the Supreme Court of India. Mr. Modi will also release the annual report of the Indian Judiciary 2023-24. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal, Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna and other judges of the Apex Court will be present on the occasion. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has given its approval for the PAN 2.0 project of the Income Tax Department. The financial implications for the project will be 1,435 crore rupees. Briefing reporters after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the project will have robust cyber security measures. He said that the existing system will be completely upgraded.
एग्जिस्टिंग सिस्टम को पूरी तरह से अपग्रेड किया जाएगा पूरा उसका जो डिजिटल बैकबोन है पीछे वो कंप्लीट नए तरीके से की जाएगी कॉमन बिजनेस आइडेंटिफायर का मिशन इसमें प्रयास किया जाएगा एक यूनिफाइड पोर्टल रहेगा इसमें बहुत फोकस दिया जाएगा ग्रीवेंस रिड्रेसल सिस्टम पर भी
मिस्टर वैष्णव ऑल्सो क्लैरिफाइड दैट द एग्जिस्टिंग परमानेंट अकाउंट नंबर विल बी द सेम The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved investment of 1,939 crore rupees for construction of the Hio hydroelectric project in Shiyomi district of Arunachal Pradesh. The estimated completion period for the project is 50 months. Briefing the media after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav also informed that the CCEA also gave its nod to the investment proposal for the construction of the 186 megawatt Tato 1 hydroelectric project in Shiyomi district of Arunachal Pradesh with an outlay of 1,750 crore rupees. The CCEA has approved three projects of the Ministry of Railways with a total cost of around 7,927 crore rupees. These projects include the 160-kilometer-long Manmad-Jalgaon 4th line, the 131-kilometer-long Bhusawal-Khandwa 3rd and 4th lines, and the 84-kilometer-long Prayagraj-Manikpur 3rd line. Prasar Bharati, RailTel and Playbox TV have collaborated to launch the Freedom Plan on RailWire broadband. Chief Executive Officer of Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi, and Chairman and Managing Director of RailTel, Sanjay Kumar, unveiled the plan at an event in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Dwivedi said, the Waves OTT platform represents a transformative leap for Prasar Bharati as the nation embraces the digital revolution. He emphasized that the collaboration aims to redefine digital engagement, bridge the gap between traditional broadcasting and modern streaming, and empower people with seamless connectivity and premium entertainment. Mr. Dwivedi said Prasar Bharati is mandated by law to reach citizens and added that the public broadcaster has kept pace with technology by launching an OTT platform.
प्रसार भारती में ग्रामीण और शहरी का कोई भेद नहीं है। हमारा जो दायित्व है वो ये है कि भारत के हर नागरिक तक हमें सेवाएं पहुंचानी है। हमारा एक प्रयास है कि एक कंसोलिडेटेड डिजिटल प्लेटफॉर्म के माध्यम से हम लोगों तक समाचार, जो जानकारियां हैं, जो एंटरटेनमेंट प्रोग्राम्स हैं, पहुंचा सके।
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज। फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स राउंड द क्लॉक, फॉलो अस ऑन आवर एक्स हैंडल @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in, and download the News on AIR app. The Supreme Court has directed the Commission for Air Quality Management, or CAQM, to consider relaxing the restrictions on physical classes for schools, colleges, and other educational institutions in Delhi NCR. These restrictions were imposed last week due to severe air pollution. A bench of Justices Abhay S. Oka and Augustine George Masih said that a large number of students do not have air purifiers at home, and therefore there may not be a significant difference between children staying at home and those attending schools. The Apex Court ordered that a decision be taken by the CAQM in this regard by today. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has inaugurated 227 gender resource centres in 13 states, under the Nayi Chetna 3.0 campaign. On the occasion, he asserted that the government is working towards the social, economic, political and educational empowerment of women. Mr. Chauhan urged everyone to raise their voices to eradicate gender-based violence in the country. National Milk Day will be celebrated in New Delhi today to honour the 103rd birth anniversary of Dr. Verghese Kurien, fondly remembered as the father of the White Revolution in India. The Department of Animal Husbandry and Dairying said the event will highlight the pivotal contributions of the dairy sector to India's economy and nutritional security. On this occasion, Union Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh will confer the prestigious National Gopal Ratna Awards. This mega event will see countrywide participation including farmers, milk federations and dairy cooperatives. Gujarat, considered the cradle of India's White Revolution, has witnessed significant growth in milk production over the years. Our correspondent has the details.
The state contributes 7.49% to India's total milk production. During the last 22 years, milk production in the state has increased by 119.63 lakh metric tons with an average increase of 10.23%, which is more than the country's average growth in milk production. Amul Federation, which was started with only 6 member unions and a turnover of 49 crores, currently has 18 member unions in Gujarat. Through these 18 member unions, Amul Federation collects more than 3 crore liters of milk from across the state every day and prepared various products from it, which are then sold across India and in about 50 different countries. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
India will host the 13th United Nations Global Geospatial Information Management, or GGIM, Asia-Pacific Plenary and Regional Conference from today. The four-day event will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. As many as 90 international delegates from 30 countries, along with 120 delegates from India, will participate in the conference. The meet will serve as a key forum for the exchange of global best practices, emerging geospatial technologies, and the formulation of regional strategies to enhance the use of geospatial information for realizing the Sustainable Development Goals. Surveyor General of India Hitesh Kumar S. Makwana said that India is taking a leadership position in the Asia-Pacific region in the geospatial sector. At the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, over 70 films across genres will be showcased today on the sixth day of screenings. India Votes, Stride and Beyond the Court, the Indian wheelchair basketball journey, will be screened under the Accessible India, Accessible Films section. This section highlights Indian and international films enhanced with audio descriptions and Indian Sign Language, enabling visually and hearing impaired audiences to fully experience the narratives. Our correspondent reports that other than this, the day offers a packed schedule of events designed to captivate the audience.
In addition to theatre screenings, IFFI has organised open-air screenings for the audience. Screening of three films including Migration, Brahmastra Part 1 and The Secret Life of Pets 2 will take place at various beaches across the city. Masterclasses by Krish Kishbaum, Stephen Woolley and Senthil Kumar will cover topics such as The Thrill of Victory, Who is a Film Producer, The Five Stages of Production and Exhibition in Cinema, Theatres, The Question of Accessibility. In the evening, the centenary session Aasman Se Aaya Farishta, Mohammad Rafi, The King of Melody will feature prominent guests including Sonu Nigam, Shahid Rafi, Subhash Ghai and Anuradha Podwal. With Omvesh Upadhyay, Durgesh Bhadauria for Akashvani News, Goa.
In sports, on day two of the IPL 2025 auction yesterday, 13-year-old Vaibhav Suryavanshi became the youngest player to be signed on by an IPL franchise in the league's history. We have more from our correspondent.
Rajasthan Royals, under the leadership of Rahul Dravid, signed the teenager from Bihar for a price of 1.10 crore rupees. Bihar Cricket Association President Rakesh Tiwari congratulated Vaibhav on this tremendous achievement. Vaibhav recently grabbed attention by becoming the youngest batter to score an international century, smashing 104 of 62 balls for India under-19 against Australia under-19 in youth test at Chennai. Previously, Vaibhav also made headlines for making debut in the Ranji Trophy for Bihar at just 12, making him the youngest player in India's premier first-class tournament. Next update is also from the world of cricket, where in the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India delivered a resounding 295-run victory over Australia in the opening match of the series in Perth yesterday. This marks one of India's largest test triumphs. Skipper Jasprit Bumrah was awarded with Player of the Match for his key bowling figures. Moving on to basketball, Indian men's team has achieved a historic 88-69 victory over higher-ranked Kazakhstan in the FIBA Asia Cup 2025 qualifiers in Chennai yesterday, marking their first win against Kazakhstan in 27 years in a major FIBA event. India now sits second in Group E with 5 points behind Iran and ahead of Kazakhstan and Qatar. Next, we move on to Indian Super League football, where Odisha FC delivered a commanding 6-0 victory over Hyderabad FC yesterday. Today, Mumbai City FC will face Punjab FC on their home ground at Mumbai Football Arena. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Sanjay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address to the media before the start of the winter session of Parliament dominates the front pages of most dailies. The Hindustan Times quotes Mr. Modi as saying, "Rejected opposition trying to control House." The Supreme Court ruling on petitions challenging the inclusion of the words secular and socialist in the constitution is widely reported. The Asian Age writes, SC upholds secular socialist in preamble of the constitution. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation celebrates Constitution Day today to mark 75 years of its adoption. President Draupadi Murmu to address joint sitting of both houses of parliament on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in Constitution Day celebrations at Supreme Court this evening. Centre approves PAN 2.0 project of Income Tax Department to make it a common business identifier. Government to set up Hio Hydroelectric Project in Shiyomi District of Arunachal Pradesh with an investment of 1,939 crore rupees. Supreme Court asks Commission for Rare Quality Management to consider relaxing restrictions on physical classes for schools, colleges and other educational institutions in Delhi NCR. And 13-year-old Vaishnav Suryavanshi becomes youngest player to be signed on by any IPL franchise. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.